Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. You tuned to Time to Talk About It with your host, Pastor Gita Machiva Porter, coming to you from the beautiful city of Orlando, Florida, sending greetings to you from Time to Talk About It. Oh, yes, to every one of you today. Oh, can you say I get joy when I think about what he done for me? Isn't it a wonderful day to be here? Yes, you and you. I thank God for you today. Yes, I do. Everyone that took time out of their busy schedule to tune in, I want you to know today that I do appreciate you, and I pray that there's a some way I can just show you that I thank you and I greatly appreciate you, okay? All right, now, you can call in and I'll tell you right then how much I appreciate you. Yes, I will. No matter what part of the earth you are, no matter where you are, who you are, we just want you to know that we appreciate you today, okay? All right. Now we're going to listen. You still haven't called, huh? You still haven't called. Thank you, Jesus. And of anything, you know, you let us know how you feel. You know that you, what you're looking for God to do. Yes, you know, I know so many things are going on today, and just pick a couple of them out and tell us what you know want God to do for you, your family, your neighbor, your sister, brother, uncle, aunt, whoever. You know, I tell you, today is a good day today. All right, we're going to bring you, are you ready? Mm-hmm. I don't know, you don't seem like you're ready still. Praise the Lord, amen. Wake up now. All right, there's some people that's waiting for you. Diane.
Hallelujah, we bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name, Lord, your King of Kings and Lords of Lords. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord, thank you, Jesus. Father God, we bless your holy name, Lord. Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that there is no other God but you, Lord. Father God, we give you all honor, glory, and praise that is due unto your holy name. Father, as we come before you, we ask you, Father God, for forgiveness, Lord, Father God, of all sin, Lord, Father, that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Father, we ask for your forgiveness. Yes. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us, Lord. Father, we say thank you. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning, clothing of our right mind, Lord. Father, being able to do not just for ourselves, Father God, but for others. Father, as I lay my hand upon this prayer list, Lord, Father, you know, each and every person, name by name, Lord, Father, and you know what they're in need of, Lord. Father, we thank you for your healing, Lord, Father. Father, you say, by your stripes we are healed. And Father, we thank you for all those, Father, that ask for prayer, Lord, Father God, for healing, Lord, Father. Father, we speak to them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, knowing, Lord, Father, that healing is the children's bread, Father, we thank you. We thank you right now, Lord, Father God, for strength right now, Lord, Father. We thank you right now, Lord, Father God, for just having your way today, Lord, Father God, with each and every person, Father, upon this prayer list, Lord, Father. Father, we hold before you, Lord Father, the Rosa family, Lord Father. Father, on the loss of their loved ones, Father, we ask you to continue, Lord Father, to touch that family, Lord Father, that entire family, Father. Father, especially the children, Lord Father, we ask you, Lord Father, to give them the comfort, Lord Father, the peace, Lord Father, that they need, Lord Father. Father, you say you will not leave us comfortless, Lord Father, so we stand in, Lord Father, for them, Lord. And we say thank you. Father, we pray, Lord Father God, for Raymond, Lord Father, as you continue to touch his body right now, Lord Father, as you brought him through safely, Lord, surgery, Lord Father. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over him right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we hold before you Felicia Dungy right now, Lord Father. Father, we pray, Lord Father God, for her body right now that is dealing with stage 3 kidney disease right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. Ask you, Lord Father God, to continue to touch right now, Lord Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you today for blessing all the names that was mentioned, God, and we pray today that you move, Lord, in a mighty, in a miraculous way. Father, we need your healing touch to flow right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, we bind your hand right now that you're putting on God's people, causing sickness, causing all types of ills and things to happen to them right now in the name of Jesus. Every cancer victim, we command that cancer to dry up from the root in the name of Jesus. Every migraine, we command that it go back to the pit where it came from in the name of Jesus. Every heart problem, murmur, or whatever, we command that it cease right now in the name of Jesus. Go into dry in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now, Holy Father, we commanding that it be gone in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, Father, we thank you for your healing virtue, healing arthritis, God, healing blood diseases. Father, whatever is going on in the body, that which the doctors cannot heal, we right now command it right now to be gone in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and we thank you for it right now. We thank you for your healing hand upon your people all over the land, Father, in Jesus' name. Right now, Father, in Jesus' name, right now, Lord. Oh, God, touch your people right now in the name of Jesus. Everything, every ache, God, every situation in their life, we command that it be gone in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father God, it don't matter what it is today, Lord, but we command that it take its flight from the body all over the land, God, where they are being sick, Lord. They are suffering, God. Breathing conditions, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, have your way right now, Lord. Have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. We cancel every sixth assignment that's sent to your people in Jesus' name. Back problems, we command that it straighten up and take its place, Lord God Almighty, way it should be, that spine, that it will stand up straight right now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord God. Every mental anguish, God, the one is going through today, God, we ask you, Father God, to help right now. change the mind, God, into your mind, Lord, that they may be transformed by the renewing of their minds. In Jesus' name, Lord, every high blood pressure right now, Lord, we command that it leave right now in Jesus' name, Lord. It become normal in Jesus' name, Lord. We reaching out to you today, God, for the sick and the suffering, God, the children that got cancer, Lord. We ask, Lord, that make them normal right at this time, Lord. In the name of Jesus, God, Lord, sickle cell anemia, we command that it be gone in the name of Jesus. Have mercy right now, Lord. Everything that is inherited from our forefathers in the name of Jesus, we command that it dry up from the root right now, Lord. Everyone that got diabetes in the name of Jesus, Lord, we command that it dry up, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now, Father. We thank you, Father God Almighty, for your blessing right now that you are bestowing upon your people, Lord, regardless of what it is, God Almighty. Lord, we depending on you, Lord, as we walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, Father. When the enemy come in like a flood, Father, you said that we can lift up a standard against them, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus right now, Lord. Oh, God, look on us right now, Lord. When our enemy come from the north, south, east, and west, God, he come from one thing to another, Lord. We ask you to pick us up, God, and turn us around, Father. We turning around about three times, Lord. One for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. In the mighty name of Jesus today, Lord, we just thank you, Father, for what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, I know sometimes it looks like we in lack, God, but we have more than enough, God, because we have you on board, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we glorify you this day, Father, for what you're doing in our family lives, God. We are thanking you, Lord God, for, Lord, opening up our minds, God, to receive more of you, Lord. The righteousness of God in Christ Jesus we've become, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God Almighty. We don't know nowhere to go to but you, Lord. Oh, God, every time the enemy show his head up, God, you told us to step our feet on his head and push him back down. In the name of Jesus, God, we taking that authority today, Lord, and we putting our feet on his head, God. We gonna crack his neck right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for healing, God. We just thank you, Lord, for deliverance, Father. We just thank you, Lord Almighty, for what you're doing right now, Lord, in our life, Holy Father. Release in the name of Jesus, Lord. Release us, Lord, from the bondage of pain, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on the knees, Lord. Have mercy on the hips, Father. Have mercy right now in the bloodstream, Father. Have mercy, Almighty God. We need you right now, Lord. So many are suffering, Father, and Lord, they don't know nothing to do today, God. All we know today is call on you, God. You are the one that can heal us, God. You're the one that delivers from every demonic force, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, everything that was sent to us, God, you gave us power to speak to it right now, and that it will be dissolved in the name of Jesus, and it'll go into nothingness right now, Lord. God, you told us don't send it back to the sender, God, but we gonna send it back into out of darkness, God, and it dry up, Lord, and be no more, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because you gave us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us, God. We are claiming it right now, Lord, though it look like pain is on every hand, God, but we are still refreshing ourselves today, Lord, with your word, Holy Father, in Jesus' name, God. We thank you for it right now, Lord. Every earache, God, we cancel that assignment, God. Every toothache, we cancel that assignment, Father, in the name of Jesus today, Lord. That devil will do anything, Lord, to keep us from going forth, Father. We cancel every eyeache, Father, in the name of Jesus. We cancel it right now, Holy Father, and we command us to see clearly, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that we may read your word. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now, Lord. Lord, anything else that's going wrong in the body, God, those that need blood transfusion today, God, we ask your Father, God, to renew their strength right now and give them what they need, red blood cells, white blood cells, or whatever, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus today, God. And we thank you right now, Holy Father, for Lord healing no AIDS victims, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, have mercy today, Lord. Let the blood cover right now, God, every blood disease, God, in Jesus' name, no matter what the doctors named it, God, ain't nothing too hard for your almighty God. Just have your way, God, right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we taking back, Lord, our freedom, God. We are not going to be bound by sickness and pain anymore, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we decree and declaring today, God, that everything's going to be all right, Father. Everything's going to be all right, Lord. Every toe ache, Lord God, every stomach ache, God, in Jesus' name, God, women that are having problems with, Lord, their women problems, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, have mercy, God, on the inside of the bodies right now, Lord. Lord, you made them, you know all about it, God. We cancel that assignment right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Work it out, God. Work it out right now, God. And Father, we ask that every person shake it off. Shake it off right now in Jesus' name, Lord. Every limb that's hurting, God. Lord, if it's the shoulder, Lord, it's the elbow, Lord, it's the wrist, Father, it's the fingers, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, make it whole right now, God. We ask you, Lord, those persons that nearest getting limbs cut off, we cancel that assignment today, Lord, that they be made whole every whit, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, we ask you to touch and deliver, God, touch and deliver those, Father, Lord, that's sitting on the operating table, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now, Lord, let the doctor say, I don't have to operate, I see everything is all right, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let somebody have a testimony today that you are real, and it's real when you heal them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, it can be investigated, God. In the name of Jesus, have your way right now, Lord. Have your way in the homes, God. In the nursing homes, God. Cancel out everyone that comes in and misuse the older people, Father, even in the offerings, Lord. Lord, we ask you to clear out everyone in there that would harm the young people, Lord. Oh, God, in the daycare, Lord. Oh, God, let the right ones be there that are going to love and care for the babies, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Now, Lord, I forgot the name of the girl, Lord, 15 years old, that was rescued from, Lord, the traffickers, God. Oh, Lord, but she turned around and killed herself because she couldn't take the shame, Lord, of what had happened to her father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy today, Lord God Almighty. Don't let them, God, kill themselves, God. Oh, Lord, let them touch you, Lord. Somebody talk to them about you, Father. Let the parents or whoever, God, don't shame them, God, for what happened to them, God. But put their arms of love around them, Lord, and try to bring them closer to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, have mercy on them today, God. Lord, have mercy on them today, God. Men and women that they take, Father, in Jesus' name, have mercy today, Lord. Let somebody find a solution of how to get them to be overcomers of that bad situation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy. Have mercy on their minds today, Lord. Reach out and touch that one in a coma right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Wake them up into you, Lord. And, Lord, don't let them die and go to a Christless grave today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way right now, Lord. Oh, God, there's some situations that we've gotten into, Lord, that we know about today. We asking you, Lord, if you will handle them, Lord. Bring them out to bring them into you, Lord, into the fold, God. Those mean, cantankerous people, Lord. Those nasty talking people, Lord. We ask you to touch them right now, Lord. Clean their mouth out with the full of soap, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, have your way right now, Lord. Have your way on our enemies, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, you said that you would counsel every assignment that they send toward us, God. And we thank you for it today, Lord, that we will make our enemies our footstool, Father. We will stand on that solid rock, God, as we push them down past the rock, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We glorify you this day, God. We thank you for your manifold blessing, Lord. How you open up the banks of heaven and pour us blessing out that we won't have room enough to receive. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you, God Almighty, for your manifold blessing. God blessing this city, the violence that's going along, Lord. Oh, Father, have mercy, Lord. Bring peace, God. Peace, peace. Instead of confusion, Lord, to the White House. Peace, Lord. Shake them and wake them, God. All those connected with it, God. All the nations that connected with that undesirableness going on there, God. Have mercy today, God, on those nations also, God. They need you, Lord, and they don't know they need you right now, Father. Have mercy, God. Have mercy, Almighty God. Lord, I just thank you today for it. I glorify you, magnify you, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Oh, Father, what can we say but thank you? Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for seeing about us, taking care of us, bringing us through the darkest hours of our lives. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I just thank you today, God. I don't do nothing else, Father. I just thank you, Almighty God, for all that you have done, Father. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
Is my own delight?
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I don't know. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, I tell you. God is good. Ooh. Ooh, God is so good. God is so good. He is good. He good. He good. He good. Hallelujah, I tell you. Oh, my, 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 my. I don't know what I'd do without the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. And, well, I didn't read y'all nothing, did I? I just went on. Praise God. Bless God. Hallelujah. All right, let me give you this little word. You know, always find one. Blessed is the man who starts each day with zest, who gives the world his best, who takes the time to pray, who knows the joy of play, who sees the best in others, and treats all men as brothers.
Amen.
Blessed is the man who starts each day with zest, who gives the world his best, who takes the time to pray, who knows the joy of play, who sees the best in others, and treat all men as brothers. Do you do that? Amen, amen, amen. We trust today that you do that, and we trust that you feel a little better now. Praise God. I just kind of got a little tired of the devil right there. You know, he just decided he going to take over and strike and keep us from going forth. But you know today that we love the Lord. We love the Lord, and we want to press on, push on through whatever is occurring in our lives. And some things are just, some people are just plain crazy and mean. You know what I'm saying? Some people are today. But we thank God that we don't want to be that way, and we always have a repentant heart. We're going to repent, because some people will make you dislike them. Praise the Lord, amen. But we know it's not right. That's not right. That's not what God wants of us. Is that right?
Amen.
So we do our best to change ourselves, okay? Let me say this, that God has been so good to us, you know, and many times we don't understand, you know, why people do the things they do. We don't understand that a lot of times, you know. But let me tell you this. They think they have a reason, okay? So we're going to talk a little bit about that, and I'm not going to be for you long because, you know, I got kind of carried away. I got a little carried away with the prayers, you know, praying, you know, praise the Lord. I got a little carried away with praying. I'm just fed up with the devil. Every time you look, he strikes somebody when we start to doing good, and he starts acting up trying to stop you. And all it is some little imps trying to distract you from what God is doing and what God wants you to do. See, he wants you to not to do, because he knows that you're going to tear his kingdom down. Woo! Hallelujah. That's a hallelujah right there. Glory to God. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. That's all he want to do, distract you from doing what God calls you to do. And it don't matter what it was or who you are. Now, we're going to talk about a little bit here in Job, and I'll talk a little bit because I shouldn't go there, because I had to leave that to Deacon Micah, you know. But I will start a little bit. He'll fill it in. He know where to fill it in. Okay. Now, he says, fifth chapter of Job, and the first verse. Call now. Now, isn't that something for Job to tell you to do? Call now. If there be any that will answer thee, and to which of the saints will thou turn? Now, who are you going to turn to? Think about it. You're in trouble. Everything's chaotic in your life. Everybody's crazy. Listen what the second verse. For wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. Now, if we don't say nothing else, you hear me? Can we say that? For wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. Now, there's foolish people, I told you, and silly people. You know, over in the New Testament, they call women silly women. Huh? Their tongues never stop wagged. They got a critical spirit. They ain't satisfied in their own home, so they're going to make trouble in yours. See? They make you think that they live in a life of ease and everything is honky-dory in their house when your house is more peaceful than their house. And they are doing what? Envying you. And you up there, oh, I wish I had what Mary Ann had or have. We say these things. I wish I was like them. Huh? But listen, thank God for who you are and what you already got, no matter what condition you're in, because God got you there, and therefore he can use you however you are. Wherever you are, see, no matter if you don't have an education, he can still use you. And you can be more powerful than they can. Now, they envy you. Do you see it? They envy you. And you don't have as much education as they do. See? And they don't know how you got there. See how foolish they are, people are? Can you see? And you want to follow them because you, oh, I wish I was like so-and-so. No, you don't. You don't know what they'll have to face. But when they see you and talk to you, it's like, oh, everything is so fine. Huh? Everything fine. But it's not fine. I found out that the ones you think is doing well is not doing well at all. And they are more jealous people than anybody else. And you are always in competition with them. Instead of you leave it alone and just leave it at, don't tell them your business, don't say nothing and all of that. Instead of you doing something like that, you start envying them. So we got two people competing. See? Because jealousy, that's what I was thinking of this morning. Jealousy brings competition. Everybody gonna compete with you because they jealous of you. They jealous of what you look like. They jealous of your hair. They jealous of how much, they think how much money you got. They don't know whether you got no money or not. You just live good because God bless you. And you know what I always tell them? I say, y'all so busy, want the money to buy everything. Good money is good. Now, it's necessary. The Bible says it's a necessary thing. But what about the things that money buy, you get? Somebody's always, you're the favorite of somebody, and they're always getting nice things for you. Come on now. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, this ain't your business. This is not your business. But for years, I'm going to tell you, for years, that was some years ago. For years ago, I was praying and praying in church. I've been in church a long time, y'all. I'll just tell you that. And I praying, my favorite car. And look like I can't get enough money to get it, but I still loved it, and I prayed for it. That's the car I'm on. And I ain't made no beans about it. Everybody knew that's what I wanted. Everybody that really knew me. Now, I ain't talking about jealous people that I ain't had the car. So they must have saw something that I was going to get the car. See, I didn't see it, but I kept believing God for it. So after years and years and years of talking about that car, that it was a truck, really, that truck, you know the styles have changed back, years, you know how they change the styles. Some on time they don't, sometimes they do. So this one year, I was sitting in church and, you know, as a matter of fact, we had a little our church was in a hotel at the time. And out of the blue, the person you wouldn't even think come up with, you know, I got my income tax money, and I'm giving this money toward pastor's favorite truck she wants. How many other people will donate? Let me tell y'all one thing. They all came up with the money, went to a car lot, and there it was, just sitting on the car lot. Had the man say, "How you know this car was here? It just came in." I said, "Ain't God good?" Huh? "Ain't God good?" Then he kept on, "Well, I want this car. I want this one." All it was an Escalade. Cadillac Escalade. Okay? I said, "Well, I'm very sorry, sir, but this your stove, your car lot, you had first preference, you didn't see it, but here I am, I see it. I found it, didn't I?" He was so mad, he tried everything he could for me not to get that car. But every time he did, he upped the money on the car, y'all. Let me tell you, devil was busy because I had been praying for that car and praying for that car and praying for that car for years. And when the members of the church came together and got that car for me. Did you hear what I'm saying? Now, then people start really envying. They heard I wanted the car. But now they really start envying because now I'm actually riding in the car. But how you get that? I say, "Well, you know, you get the people the money and they give you the paper and you get the car." I don't know what else to tell them except, "God, you ain't heard me when I told you God gonna do it. You laughed at me." All you say, God gonna. And they used to mock me in church because I say God gonna, and they'd preach on me. "I don't care what you say. You're supposed to believe, and that's it." I say, "Hey, I'm going to say it until I see it. I did not let anybody deter me because what were they? Jealous people. Discouraged me from getting it or receiving it or believing God. See, people with these jealous spirits envious spirits will do these dumb things. Do you know that? And we walk into it every time and lose our blessing. But I decided I wasn't going to do it. See, I'm believing God for something even right now. See, I'm believing for something right now. Right now. And I know, I ain't telling nobody this time. I ain't saying nothing this time. So you think I'm cutting down envy and jealousy? I heard somebody say one time, oh, you could have some money if you didn't buy clothes all the time. You know, that's the time I had to catch myself and pray. Because I was fixing to give them folks, and they were preachers too. I was fixing to give them a piece of my mind, y'all. God knows I was. I had to calm my own self down. And I had to swallow. You know how you swallow? Now, I didn't expect them to be jealous type people. Do you see what I'm saying? But they turned out to be that, and I looked at them, I said, now let me tell you a thing or two. You don't know nothing about me. Nothing at all. See? I say, in the first place, you don't know where my clothes come from. Somebody could have bought my clothes for me. Somebody could have made my clothes for me. I just wear them well. I said, are you jealous? Well, no, 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 no. I said, well, what else is it? Y'all look all right to me. I don't mess with y'all in y'all clothes. You know, see, I guess I got something for folks. You see what I'm saying? When they come off the deep end with some dumb stuff. Those are foolish people. You see, I never asked them for a dime. I haven't asked anybody for a dime. I'm asking my those that like this program to send in offerings for, to, you know, us to continue on and to expand. We want to expand. We want to go into more places than we're going into, you see, and all. This is what we want to do. But people are jealous of that. Do you know you have a friend and your own friend don't want to listen to the to your broadcast, but they're supposed to be your friend? You say, well, they may be doing something. Have them just sleep. They could do something. They could listen if they want to, but it's their, you know, that's their choice. You ain't got to listen to it. You don't have to. You don't have to support it. You don't have to do any of that because I don't depend on, per se, a person. I depend on God to move on persons to bless the ministry. And they're the ones that receive the blessings of God for their faithfulness. You see, when you are faithful, God bless you to a cause, to his cause. See, I love everybody. Whether you do or don't, I still love you. And ain't nothing you can do about that. Now get jealous about that. I dare you to get jealous about that. Get jealous in love, too. I like that. Let's put a challenge there. Isn't that right? Get jealous in love. Oh, my God, my God. Listen. And listen what he said at 30. I have seen the foolish taking root. But suddenly, I cursed his habitation. Oh, you seen them? What would the foolish be doing? They trying to do something to you. They trying to turn you around. They trying to keep you from listening to something that does you good. Those are foolish people. See? And why are you calling foolish? They can't fight with God. Why are you fighting with God? Now, how you going to tell somebody, God ain't called them, they ain't this or that? Are they God? Are they second in command up in heaven where they know what's going on? Third in heaven, where are they? Where are they seated? Huh? They're nowhere, right? Hmm? He said, I have seen the foolish taking root. They're going to do something to stop you from listening to the broadcast. They're going to do something to keep you from accelerating in Christ. They're going to keep you from performing whatever it is you do. It don't matter how small it is to them, it's big to God. See? It's big to God. You'll be surprised how big it is to God that you're listening to this broadcast. Because when you listen to this broadcast, what you do, you encourage me also. See? You get blessed and I get blessed. And so when I get blessed, you get blessed, then God blesses us both. See? We don't want for nothing, really. We may not like the condition we're in and some of the situations that occur, but you know what? When it comes down to where the rubber meets the road, you're doing good. You're doing real good in the Lord, aren't you? Do you see? Check yourself. Look at all you have. Look at the friends you have. Look at how God keep your enemy from visiting you. You know, I got used to people not visiting me. You see, I got used to that. You know why? He keep them bad seeds away, don't he? He only bring what's good for you, the friends that's going to help you, the friends that know your situation. Not going to be there to take from you, but they're going to give to you. Amen. See, give you what you need, be it conversation, prayer, or stuff. Huh? Amen. Listen, this I like this scripture here. His children are far from safety, and they are crushed in the gate. Neither is there any to deliver them. God got something for your enemy when he want to take root in your business. Ah, you get released. Do you hear what I'm saying? Released from it. God will deliver you. Hmm? Even though he said, the devil ain't nobody there to deliver him. He get crushed in the gate. Ain't nobody to take the gate off of him. Huh? In other words, he told you, put your foot on his head. Ain't nobody can take your foot off his head. Only you. Well, I'm tired of keeping my foot on his head. No, I ain't. Put both of them on there. Mm-hmm. See that? Oh, my God, look at that. This is encouraging me today. Praise God, beta. Whose harvest the hungry eateth up, and taketh it even out of the thorns, and the robber swalleth up their substance. My, he the devil catching it, ain't he? Y'all want to make him catch it? Listen to this here. Call now. See what the first scripture says. Say, call now. See? Now. N-O-W. Call on him now. See? And watch what he do. All right. Although affliction cometh not forth of the dust, neither do trouble spring out of the ground. Yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Now, this in the Bible, y'all. That is the seventh verse of the fifth chapter, Job. See? Yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Now, you know sparks fly upward, don't they? So that's why you see man born of trouble. We allow our emotions to take over with the envious, envying people, huh? jealousy, that same difference, people. And all of that brings attitudes, brings criticism, brings all types of unkind words out of our mouths. You see, think about some of the things, how you feel about people, or this person or that person. Actually, you're jealous of them. Hmm? You're jealous of them. Well, they got a better husband than me. How you know that? You don't live with her husband. And they don't live with your husband. You can't say that. All it's speaking is you looking from the outside and not the inside, okay? But you know what? I just love that. Foolish. I love the foolish. I have seen the foolish taking root. They done took root, right? Because of what? They foolish. And they got silly ones. Isn't it silly? You envying me. You can do the same thing. But then, is it what God called you to do? Let's back up here now. Okay, I just thought of this. Huh? You, I'm on the radio. I say I'm on the radio. You have the same choice. You can click in that number, and they'll give you a thing if you want to go on yourself instead of envying the person. Go on yourself. Do you see? Huh? Hold on. Y'all don't believe that, do you?
Come on
now. Do you believe that?
Amen.
Huh? You can do it yourself. Try it out. See if you like it. Did God call you to do it? But don't get on there because somebody else on there. I can do it too. I can do it better. You're going to fall. Because you're competing. One, two, you're jealous. Three, God ain't tell you to do it.
Oh,
see? See? God ain't tell you to do it. I tell anybody, whatever you do, did God tell you to do it? Don't do it if God didn't tell you to do it. If you're unsure that whether it's God or not, you wait a while before you jump out there and do all this stuff. You know, you got a lot of preachers out there now falling because of what? They doing it because, well, it look easy. I know y'all say, she do so have a lot of experiences. Well, I've been here a long time, let me tell you. And this was in, I don't know if it was Miami, Fort Lauderdale, where it was. But anyway, somewhere around there. We used to have prayer in people's houses all the time. I always did the praying stuff. And I was getting ready to go. I said, my God, I started pastoring. God started told me to go to pastoring, which I didn't want it anyway. But one of the persons was in the prayer meetings. We'd be praying every week and sometime almost every day of the week we used to be praying or praying for somebody. We was always in the prayer mode, you know. And she made a statement that I never could forget that because I asked her a question about that. She said, well, if she can preach and pastor a church, so can I. And I say, that's not the point, is did God call you? You don't jump up there talking about because somebody else can do it. A lot of people can do stuff I don't know how to do. I'm not going to jump up there and try to do that, and God ain't told me to do the stuff. See, I say, why are you doing that? Well, I know I can do it. I say, sure, you probably can do it. You probably a highly educated person. You go to school, you probably could do a whole lot of things that I can't do. I say, but the fact is, did God tell you? And you know that woman went out there and started the church. She sure did. Went right out there and started the church. Well, now, you know, it's bad to say it, but I don't like to hang around with people that, you know, start doing stuff and God ain't called them, really. I try to stay away from them because I don't know when the lightning going to fall. I don't know when something's going to go really crazy, which, you know, it probably did, but I left them alone because of that. I know it'll be constant competition. Do you see? Because when you got that spirit, whatever I do, because the real thing is, God gave me a creative mind. Okay, I got a lot of stuff running around in my head that the church can use and do and all of this. And I can do a lot of things, okay? My mother had one child, so in this one child, everything was. God put everything in that one child. You say, how is that? I'll tell you about it one day. But anyway, see, a person will continue to be jealous. See? And I don't see nothing for them to be jealous about because we all have our commission what God gave us, don't we? Everybody has you're good over here, you're good over there, you're good over there. Everybody has their place in God. So no one has a reason to be jealous of another. Do you get the picture? You see, I'm not talking about me, but the fact is nobody has a reason to be jealous when God has dealt to every man severally as I will. What they need, they got. When they were born, they got just what they need to operate in what God called them to. Do you get the picture? See what I'm saying? Let me tell you what he say about it, and I'm about ready to turn it over to Diane and Deacon Mike myself. He say, sixth verse of Psalm 8, chapter of Song of Solomon, set me as a seal upon thine heart, as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death. Jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire, which hath a most vehement flame. See, now, what are you possessing here? The love, which is very strong. You know, your loved one can keep you alive. The doctor say you're going to die in so many days. That love of someone in your life can keep you alive. See, your love. So they'll start asking you, let me go. Please let me go. I'm ready to go. And you don't want to let them go. You keep holding on. Your love, because that love is strong as death. It will conquer that death. You see? Did you know that? But jealousy is cruel as the grave. Ah, my God. That jealousy is going to take you right down to the grave. That's where you're going. See? Because jealousy is going to cause you to do some stupid stuff. That's why the Bible says foolish. You foolish ones. Silly ones. Ah, see that? You don't believe that, do you? Are you jealous? What are you jealous of? Who are you jealous of? You can ask the who and the why. Either one. Who and why. All right? That's what you can do. Well, you know, I just thank God for it today. Y'all, I just had to pray and thank God and don't get jealous. Listen, just get in the groove with the prayer. That's all. You pray yourself. Turn aside and cry to God. You ain't got to be jealous. They know how to pray. Listen, if I tell you I've been praying how many years I've been praying. I've been praying long as you've been here. Okay? Consistent. I'm consistent in everything I do. All right? When it come down to God, you got to be consistent. You got to continue to pray. I'm praying. I'm praying for you, and I thank God. The person, let me tell you, the person that prayed for me, I thank God for him praying for me. Oh, amen. Yes, I do. I feel so much better. I feel good today about that. All right. Yeah. Sun shining on me right now. Hallelujah. Is he shining on you? Well, amen. Praise God. Here is Deacon Mike. I didn't plead to take your scripture, but it's so good. I'm sorry, but you shouldn't have gave it to me.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that word, because me and Apostle was discussing these scriptures this morning about this. And, you know, it's rough when people try to emulate or mock you, you know, because in a way they trying to mock you because of what you do and what you got. So we got to learn how to rise above that. We got to learn how to keep our heads above that and keep our cool, because sometimes they will make you mad. But let me go to verse 2. For wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the silly one. In my Bible, right underneath the word silly, it got simple. For wrath killeth the foolish man, and envy slayeth the simple one. Now, we know when it says silly, but it then also it says simple. We got a lot that we got to do, and we got to learn on what God is talking about and who he's talking about on us. Because a lot of this is in our area. It's around us 24/7. Because you don't know who envy. You don't know what person is jealous of you. And they can be right there smiling in your face. But deep down, they can't stand you. You know. So, you know, we got to be mindful. And a lot of times, the Spirit be telling you about these people, but you won't listen. And your mind is, that's my friend, or that's my cousin, or that's my this, or that's my that. And you know, and they mean you no good. They mean you harm, actually. It can be physical, or it can be mental. But one way or another, they mean you no good. And in verse 8, when it says, I would seek unto God, and unto God would I commit my cause, underneath that last sentence, my Bible has, but as for me, I would. That say, God, would I commit my cause? But as for me, I would. See, that's where you put yourself in there. You're going to commit, which a lot of people are afraid to. But you're going to commit because they don't want to give up something. They don't. It's a lot of things they don't want to give up. It's a lot of things they, well, that comes from lack of understanding and lack of knowledge of things. You know, so we can say that too. But did you ever go to a church and everybody trying to outdress everybody? You know, every Sunday church becomes a fashion show. You know. I mean, and that's all it be, a fashion show. Don't get me wrong, I remember them days where everybody wanted to be fashionable. You know. But it's not about that. Then you got the ones that's jealous of what you got on. Now, they don't went to the store and bought them something for Sunday. You go dig in your closet and find something you had in there a long time and break that out. And they swear you went to the store and bought something better than them. See, lack of understanding. But they jealous and they got envy. They got envy because you looking better than them. You know, it's, you know, people are, how do you say, people, people are strange when it comes to that. That's all I can say. You know, and all they're doing is wasting their energy. They're wasting their time. They're wasting what they're wasting when they mind and stuff could be doing something to better someone or better themselves. You can't be out there. Now, if you out there jealous and envy, you're going to miss the blessing what God got for you because your mind and everything is on jealousy. Your mind is on competition. Your mind is everywhere but where it's supposed to be. You understand what I'm saying? See, some people can't even work for being so jealous. You know, I'm like a pastor. You know, once you done been around the block a few times, you get to pick up things. You know, because I remember when a certain person was jealous of me and my job. And I said, and I tell you, that was an ex-wife. And I said, well, why are you jealous of my job? I ain't jealous. I said, yes, you are. Is it because I worked my way up there? You got a degree? And you in a low-level job, but that's what you chose. Didn't nobody twist your arm to go there? That's what you chose to do. That was your major, and that's what you chose to do. Now, it took me a while to clean up my name and to get to where I had got to. And I call it my dream job at that time because all I had to do was run my mouth. You know, and that's what I did, you know. I just started getting customers, you know. I went from one job to another, and I was still getting customers, you know. But the thing what I'm trying to say is jealousy and envy will come from all angles. You don't know who got it in for you about the dumbest things because what my thing was, I was saying, all the money I was making was coming in the same house and we paying the same bills. What you jealous about? See, it was dumb. See, it was dumb. You know, but what I'm saying is I done been through the envy and the jealousy of people who are supposed to be close to you. That's all I can say. Of even others, you know, your so-called friends and all of that. You know, so you just can't. You can't put a finger on who's jealous, but you better look at them little clues that be out there. Mm-hmm. There's always something little that you can see, that you can sense. Don't get me wrong, because the Spirit will let you know when these people are going to hurt you, too. The Spirit will let you know how to guard your heart. Let me put you that way. But it's up to you. It's up to you to follow it, and it's up to you to listen. You know, can't nobody do it for you but you. Let's turn. I'm gonna go to Psalms 37 and verse 35 and 36. I might go down further. I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a green bay tree. Check that out now. Yet he passed away, and lo, he was not. Yea, I sought him, but he could not be found. Now, you know, we have a lot of things going on and a lot of problems, but when you look at that and you read it, say, I have seen the wicked in great power. That means you done seen these folks and who call themselves got something over you. They call themselves stepping on you. They call themselves doing what they can to you. You know, you even got the ones, as apostles say, with the goober dust. You got to watch and you got to be aware. Because that wicked one can be standing right there like a tree, right there with you. You can be sitting under the shade tree and that be the wicked one that's sitting there with you. See, we fail to look at all of this that's going around us. And as me and the pastor, as we say all the time, you got to be aware of your surroundings. You got to be, you even got some now that you got to be aware of where you step at. Because there's so much going on, you don't know what's going to happen from one moment to the next. Because it's everywhere. The devil is trying. Verse 37 says, mark the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. In my Bible, after peace, it got blameless. Think about that. Mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is blameless. Or you can say peace, you know, but that's what my Bible got. It always got these little words that they throw in there on me in there on my Bible. I just noticed it, you know, long as I had this Bible. But the thing what I'm saying is, when you mark it that you is on the right path, let's just put it you that way, because ain't no man perfect on this earth right now. Because if you was perfect, you'd be up there with the master. If that was my saying all the time, you know, you'd be up there with Jesus if you was perfect. Yeah, you wouldn't be here. You know, but you know, a lot of people think they are though. And when the Bible says, "Behold the upright, for the end of that man," we was talking about peace last night. For that man is peace. The man is peace because the man is. I think when the apostle read that word before we started about the man that shows every man as his brother. That's a peaceful man. That's a peaceful person, however you want to call it. But that's what peace is about. It's about not being jealous, not being envy, not worrying about what the other people doing, got on and all this, not in competition with anybody. That person is at peace. Or we can say it this way, that person know who he is. See, the problem is we don't know who we are on the inside. But we need to get it right, you know, because a lot of people be pretending that they're good Christians, that they're good, that they don't do anything wrong, but in turn, they just evil as they want to be. So you got to watch out for them pretenders too, you know, because all they be doing is trying to get next to you. You know, a lot of people put on that facade that they with you. And when they try so hard to be with you, that means they after something. They might be your man or it might be your woman. But they always after something. Might be your money, which you ain't got none, but they think you do. Or they want something you got to rub off on them. What you do say is, well, maybe some of this Jesus I got to rub off on you. Maybe some of the Holy Ghost in me will rub off on you. That's what need to be happening. But people so far is fighting that now. They're fighting that with a passion. You know, I never seen so much, you know, like in the last few years, people are turning away from God left and right. People also dying left and right. Mm-hmm. People leaving here left and right, and they're turning away from God, and they still being envious and jealous at the same time. And I was thinking, suppose you ever seen somebody jealous because you burying somebody and the casket is better than they people. So they going to say they casket is better. Now, you know, that's taking it a bit too far. Yes, very silly. If you got envy because of somebody dead, you got a problem. I wouldn't be around that person no more, period. Because that person, you don't know where they coming from. But you know where they going with that foolishness. See, it's a lot going on that we got to pay attention to. See, this is the reason we get in trouble, because a lot of people ain't paying attention to what's going on around them. They're walking around, so to speak, in the blind. Because they don't know, because maybe they do know, but they don't want to do anything about it. See, that is the case, too. People know, but they don't want to do anything about it. What they'll say is, oh, I don't want to lose my friend. Mm-hmm. No, I'll let your friend go. God trying to tell you that friend mean you no good. You see all the signs, but you don't. But you still go with them anyway. Remember, who was that? Leave It to Beaver, a while back. Some of you might not remember that. But remember, Wally's friend was Eddie Haskell. Eddie Haskell got him in so much trouble, but it was still his friend. And when Eddie Haskell got in trouble, he throwed it on Wally, or he throwed it on the Beaver. So he was throwing everybody under the bus, as long as it wasn't him. See what I'm saying? But that's their friend. That was Wally's friend. Through thick and thin, that's still his friend. Friends like that, you really don't need no enemies. Because they keep you in the they keep you in, how you say it, they keep you in the trouble. You can't put your head above unless you stop putting it down. You stop letting people drag you down like that, because people will drag you down. People will. How they used to say, they'll put the hex on you. You know, but it's strange though, because what happens? You be around a person so long, till if you ain't careful, you be doing the same thing they doing. You see what I'm saying? You'll be saying, well, it's all right. It's all right with them, so I can do it too. No, you can't. You know, you got to stay above the fray. You know, you can't run along with it. You got to stay above the fray. Now, you can't be jealous of what that person is doing either. You might think that person out there having a good time, so now you jealous of them because you ain't. Have a good time in God.
All right.
You can have a good time in God. You can laugh with God.
Yeah.
You can do all that. Put you on some church music and dance, too. When, yeah, God really can be funny now. God got a sense of humor, too. You know, God's sense of humor way better than ours. You know, but we need to look at where we're at and where our standing is, especially our standing in life. You know, because some things are just wasted emotions. That their envy and jealousy is a wasted emotion. All that stuff like that is a wasted emotion. Try staying with love, loving your brethren. Try staying with that. Try staying that for a week. Now, that's hard to do it for a week, because somebody, because the devil going to put out them imps on you, and boy, that's going to be rough. But try it. You can try it, because that's what it is. Now, in verse 12 of Job 5, it says, he disappointeth the devices of the crafty, so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Under that, it got frustrates and plans. So he gonna frustrate your plans. That's what he do. Because, you know, a lot of times we be intending to do this and do that. Then we get frustrated because we might not have the material. Or our plans be because something come in and stop you from doing it, and then you can't remember where you was at when you stopped, when you was on a road. Then trying to get back to that frame of mind is like an uphill battle. That's only the devil that's putting his chains around your legs and pulling you back. This is what we got to think about. These are the things we got to break from, that we got to break through. Because a lot of times it does feel like we're walking in mud or walking in cement. But a lot of times it does. Now, we can't sit here and say that we're above 24/7. Because sometimes we're going to be down. It's what we do. You know what? It's what we do while we're down and what we do to get out. Because sometimes when we're down, our decisions become messed up. So sometimes we got to take a deep breath, take a step back, and then you can move on. Because if you act hastily because you're down, you'll be in trouble. You'll put yourself in trouble. So in verse 1, it says, call now if there be any that will answer thee. Check it out now. That's self-explanatory, especially the first two words. Call now. We can't do it. We got to call. Think about it. We can't do it. We have to call. It's our duty to call now. Matter of fact, we need to call today, now, anytime. Hey, Jesus, I call you. Help me. That's all. I mean, hey, help me, heal me. That's what it's about. But you got to have faith and trust in God. I was watching a movie called The Great Wall, and it's about trust. And I kind of got into it because it's like this man, which is Matt Damon, had never been through China before. And they was in the desert, and they ran across the Great Wall. Y'all heard about the Great Wall. And during that was in the 18th or 17th century, somewhere back there. But during that time, they had, they military, Chinese, on the wall, on all through the wall, guarding the wall because of some ancient, legend, let me put you that way. So, but when Matt Damon came up there, and he stumbled across it, they put the arrows down in, and then they had to throw down the weapons, so they went in. So they met this lady who was the commander. Her name was Commander Lin. And when they seen the different colors, now I know Pastor liked that, and I know Sister Diana liked that, because all the women wore blue. They were the ones that jumped off with the spears. All different men, one was the infantry, one was shoot the arrows. One had on red, who was the arrows. Black was the ground infantry. Then they had, man, it was beautiful. Now, I can't say that the colors was beautiful in it, but each part of their army had different colors, and each one had a job to do. And what Commander Lin told Matt Damon was, we have trust for each other. You do not worry about if you can't do it or not. You got to have trust in the man that's helping you, or woman that's helping you. If you jump off that wall with that cord on and that rope, you got to have trust that that person that's with you is going to hold you. You got to have trust. That's the same way you got to have trust in God, because it does become a matter of life and death if we don't trust him. Because we got to keep trusting God. It has to. We have to. Because all these people that's envy, jealous, and all of this, and that was in the movie too, jealousy. His partner was jealous of him. But we all had things that interfere with what we do and what we want to do. Because that's nothing but the devil. As the apostles say, that's the imps that's supposed to interfere, block your way. We got to look at that. People, it is people that's here just to block you now. But you got to be able to tell the difference. You got to be able to have that discernment on a lot of things. And you got to believe people who you know is of the Lord when they tell you about these things. Take heed. People don't want to listen to certain people. They only want to listen to certain people. And that's the wrong way to be. If the Lord tell you to listen to that person, you better listen. Because it might be a matter of life and death. When they have a word for you and tell you about these things, it might be a matter of life and death. So my thing that I'm leaving with you today is trust in God always. Believe. Stay out of the competition and the envy. Try to stay out of that. I know sometimes you got to have competition with what you do, but you don't. It ain't about competition. It's about serving the Lord. You do what you can do. Don't worry about nobody else. Don't try to compete with nobody else. You do what God tells you to do. And that's what I'm leaving with today. Here's Sister Diane.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank God for that awesome word came forth from Apostle Porter and Deacon Michael. So today, examine yourself and see if you are walking in envy or jealousy today. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday to Blog Talk Radio. That calling number is 347-857-3925. That's 347-857-3925. That's every Wednesday and Thursday at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also visit us on blogtalkradio.com/timetotalkaboutit and listen to each and every segment that Apostle Porter has put out there. It is some awesome listening. So don't forget now, that's tomorrow also at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Do join us. You need prayer. You have a question. You would like to talk to the apostle, the pastor. You can. All you have to do is just hit that one button. Just that one. Share the broadcast with a friend. Give them the number. Give them the site that they can tune in and listen to. If you missed it on Wednesday, if you missed it on Thursday, you can always go back and listen to it on the website. Also, you would like to bless the woman of God, you can go ahead and you can send your seed, your donation. No donation is small or great. You can send it. Go on our website at LogianInternationalMinistries.com and hit the donate button. That's LOGION internationalministries.com and hit the donate button. Or you can go ahead and send it to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. That's P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. You would like to sow a seed into her life, into her ministry, into this radio broadcast, you can go ahead and you can do so. And trusting and believing that the word did touch you and bring some type of peace to you. Till then, be blessed.
On my mind, searching for that peace, the peace I could not find. Then I kneel down to pray, pray, help me please. Then he said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll supply all your needs.
As soon as I stop
I stop worrying,
worrying how the story ends.
When I let go,
I let go,
and I let
God,
let him have,
let God have his way.
That's when things start happening.
Start happening.
can't find my way. And oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. I have to know if I put it in his hands, everything would be alright. Yeah.
As
soon as I stop worrying
how the story is,
I can let go. Let God.